Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Thursday, May the 1st, 2008. The Israeli army invades Gaza, kills one Palestinian fighter and injures two children, while in the West Bank, troops kidnap 10 civilians. Palestinian sources reported that one Palestinian fighter was killed and two children were injured by Israeli army fire in separate attacks targeting the southern part of the Gaza Strip on Thursday morning. The Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, stated that an unmanned Israeli airplane fired a missile at Nafif Mansour, 40, a leader in the brigades, and killed him. Witnesses said that Mansour was walking in one of the streets of Al-Shabura refugee camp, located near Rafah City, when the unmanned airplane attacked him. He sustained critical wounds and died later in the hospital. Medical sources reported that Khalud Njili, a young bystander, was injured in the attack. Meanwhile, Imad Gadir, 12, sustained critical wounds after he was shot in the head by the Israeli army during an invasion targeting Al-Farahin area east of Khan Yunis town located in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Local sources said that a number of Israeli army tanks and bulldozers invaded Al-Farahin early on Thursday and started to open fire randomly at resident homes. On Thursday afternoon, the invading Israeli forces shot and killed Mohammed Abu Duka, 55. Local sources said that Israeli tanks opened fire at resident homes in Al-Farahin, killing Abu Duka. On Thursday morning, the Israeli army attacked Ansar al-Sajin, a local NGO located in the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Local sources reported that Israeli troops invaded the city of Jenin and surrounded the building where the society offices are located. Troops searched the offices, confiscated documents and computers that belong to the organisation. Ansar al-Sajin is a local Palestinian NGO that deals with the political Palestinian prisoners detained by the Israeli army by providing training courses, education and aid work. Also in the West Bank, the Israeli army invaded a number of cities and towns. During the pre-dawn attacks, troops kidnapped at least 10 civilians, among them 5 children from a village near Jenin City. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Louisa White and Ghassan Bounoura.